Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Kate Aviv, Community Relations Specialist at the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region. And our featured pet today is a young kitten with a special personality, which is probably what leads to the special name you've given him, huh, Kate?
It sure is.
I'm not stealing your thunder today.
Yes, we are introducing you to Bozo.
All right. How does Bozo come by his name? I mean, I can see from his picture. I kind of guess why.
Yes, it was hard to get even a decent picture of him because he's bouncing around all over the place all the time. But he's a sweet, adorable little kitten, 11 weeks old, who's dressed constantly in a tuxedo with a beautiful black and white fur. And he got his name because he tends to be a little dopey and goofy.
I am getting such a kick out of him because you're right. He has a cummerbund. He has a nice white shirt. He even has spats, one on each of his little 4 feet.
Yes, he sure does. His little boots.
He's great. So Bozo's more than his name, you say. He's adorable, a little dopey, but he's also a couple of other things.
Yes, he's sweet and loving, loves to cuddle. He's energetic and playful as well. And he really enjoys a wide range of activities, from chasing string to being so cute that it's impossible to be mad at him.
Now, what in heaven's name could Bozo possibly do to make you mad at him?
Exactly. But he does bounce around all over the place. So, you know, by the end of the 30 minutes I spent with him today, he had been on my desk, on my monitor, really just all over the place, very explorative and very curious.
So have you got him perching on your shoulder while you're working on your computer?
he tried. His balance isn't that great, though.
Oh, well, at 11 weeks old, he'll find his other 4 feet. So I'm chuckling because this picture is just amazing. You're going to be able to see a picture of Bozo at our Facebook page at KRDO and on our website at KRDO.com under Pet of the Week. You'll also be able to see Bozo for yourself and make a personal connection with him. What's the best way to do that, Kate?
Well, you can log on to hsppr.org/adopt or come on down to 4600 Eagle Ridge Place in Pueblo any day of the week between noon and 4:30 p.m.
Kate, with all this nasty weather and bitter cold right now, are you keeping normal hours?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good. So what you do is you go down there and you adopt Bozo, and he just wraps himself around your hands to keep you warm.
Exactly. He's like a permanent mitten.
So he's ready to grow up. Would you say he would be okay with a full, well-rounded family, other pets, other cats, kids?
Yes, he's very adaptable. So since coming into our shelter, he's learned to get along with other cats, all the people here. So he would be really adaptable in most home types. And his adoption fee is $100, but that includes his neuter, his voucher for a veterinarian exam, all his vaccinations, 30 days of pet health insurance, microchip, and so much more.
That is absolutely fantastic. And the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region down in Pueblo is so easy to find. It's at the very north end of Pueblo. So if you're heading that 38 or so miles south from Colorado Springs, Eagle Ridge is about the first street you'll hit when you get into the north end of Pueblo. And you simply turn right off the highway. Again, if you're headed south and a couple blocks in, there's the Humane Society campus. And you are open from noon until 4 for adoptions. Is that right?
Noon to 4:30.
Oh, even better. That extra half hour for those folks who just can't wait to meet the wonderful Mr. Bozo. Kate, always a treat to have you. Do stay warm and safe and give Bozo some KRDO scratches under his chin.
I sure will. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. 4:41 the time here on KRDO's Afternoon News. KRDO's Pet of the Week airs right here on KRDO's Afternoon News with Kate Aviv and Pueblo Humane Society every Tuesday, just after 4:35.